This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
There's another piece that came up this week as well, and it's the missing shoe.
Do you recall how Mr. O'Keefe was dressed when you first get over there?
I believe he was wearing a hoodie, like a sweatshirt and jeans, and remember he had one shoe on, but forget which shoe it was.
You don't recall which shoe it was, but there was one shoe on his foot at that point?
Correct.
As far as his clothes, what, if any, observations did you make of his clothes?
The notable observation that I made was that he was missing one shoe, his right shoe.
You were standing next to the body?
Yes.
And you were obviously looking around. You noticed some footprints?
Yes.
And you even noticed some lack of footprints?
That's correct.
So you were being observant of the area of the body?
Yes.
And the area adjacent to the body?
Yes.
You were looking for anything that might have been out of place?
Yes.
Anything of any evidentiary value, correct?
Yes.
You never located or otherwise observed John O'Keefe's missing shoe?
No.
What also stuck out in your mind is that he had only one shoe on, correct?
Correct.
From your memory, you're not sure if it was the left or the right shoe, but it was one of those, correct?
Correct.
And you did not see another shoe or the matching shoe in the area anywhere around where he was lying, correct?
Correct.
And to your memory, you never saw that other shoe, correct?
Correct.
His clothes do matter, but it's on the list of priorities, not huge. So by the time we figured out he was missing one of his shoes, we were already at the hospital at that point.
Would that be something that would have been removed by one of you or one of the other firefighters while he was on the ground?
If it would have been removed, both of them would have been removed to assess that. It wouldn't do much good to just remove one and leave it there on scene.
So the missing shoe, you can look at that two ways as well. You hit somebody, one of the first things to come off is the shoes. It's not extremely implausible that only one of them flew off, but where did that shoe go? Or was there a scuffle in the house and it came off there? And oh shit, got to get rid of the shoe. Wouldn't be hard to get rid of a shoe. People get rid of guns and all sorts of things. So where is that missing shoe? Does it really matter? Or at the end of the day, did a snowplow just wipe it away before somebody could find it in snowdrifts?
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? And to me, it's one of the great mysteries, you know? Mm-hmm. And the problem with this case is that, and if you're not familiar with it out there, is that what'll come out soon enough is that law enforcement never went in that house. And you and I have talked about this. Like, to me, it's inexplicable. Like, we're not in this place right now. If law enforcement had gone in and done what their job is, which is like in the search for the truth, you're going to investigate everything, every possibility. And in no world, again, I think we said it the last time we were on, Tony, if you and I like woke up and there's a dead body on our front lawn and the person was supposed to be coming to our house, they're definitely coming into our house, whether it's by consent or by a warrant. Mm-hmm. They're coming, they're investigating. That did not happen
in
any capacity here. And furthermore, nobody from inside that house came out and talked to anybody. You know, it's like those are the weird circumstances that created this entire situation. Mm-hmm. It's like the actions or inactions of both law enforcement and the people that were inside that home at the time have created this entire situation with this possibility that something nefarious went in there, because it seems untoward. It seems suspect to me, you know, it just does. They had gone in and they searched the house, they don't see any kind of evidence of a scuffle. They don't find a shoe in there. We're not here right now.
Yeah. No. And with her outside saying, I did it. Go to the house. What did you guys see? Why did that? Was it an oversight of just like, well, it's an officer, we can ask him later, or we're not going to worry about it, so let's not do this. I don't know if it was just kind of one of those dumb moments that people have where it's like, well, we're good. It's you know, it's his house. We don't have to worry about this. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a lot of the fog of war in this, it seems, and the fog of a lot of whatever the hell they were drinking.
But we also know that Chloe, the beloved dog that they've had for years, is ghosted. Mm-hmm. It like disappears. They sell the house like shortly after.
It happened on the market though prior.
Yeah.
So that should be noted too. It's not like, oh shit, we got to sell the house. It was already on the market.
That's a huge point.
Yeah.
That's a huge point. But the dog missing, it's strange.
It is. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Unless maybe they're moving somewhere where, you know, maybe
can't have a dog or yeah. Right. Or you know, maybe they don't like the dog. I don't know. There's a lot of plausible deniability. And at the end of the day, there's so much reasonable doubt for either side, whether it was being prosecuted as this conspiracy or prosecuted against Karen Reed. I think either side has so much reasonable doubt. We're never really going to know the true answer to what happened, because I don't think anyone has the capacity to know what actually happened because they were blacked out drunk.
Exactly. And or if it happened in the house, we're not going to know what evidence there is because they didn't do any kind of investigation in there. So it's like you said, like, we're never going to really, really know.
Yeah.
Just because it's an impossibility if it turns out that the jury fight. And that's the thing for Karen Reed, even if she's found not guilty, the people that believe that she did this are still going to believe that she did this.
At the end of the day, either side is going to stay dug in. And that's just the reality of it. Been a very fascinating first week. Week two, buckle up.
Man, I'm ready for it.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.